More than 2,000 invited guests took a chance on the games at the new Horseshoe Casino Baltimore this week, ahead of the official opening scheduled for Tuesday of next week. Lottery and gaming officials called it a controlled demonstration to make sure everything is in order. It's the last step before Caesars Entertainment, Horseshoe's owner, is awarded an operating license from the state. WYPR's Kenneth Burns spent yesterday with the person in charge of the inspection.
The guests started to line up at the casino entrance at least 15 minutes before the 3 p.m. start time. These gamers were invited by the Maryland chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and the Living Classrooms Foundation. The charities will split the gaming proceeds from the demonstration yesterday and one held on Monday. Charles LeBoy oversees the state's casinos for the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency.
What type of things will you be looking for today?
Today we'll be looking to make sure that not only the casino technically is able to operate, so in that aspect we're talking about the slot machines, the ticket redemption units, ATM units. We're also going to ensure that all staff is properly trained in the internal controls and standard operating procedures that have been developed by the casinos, reviewed and approved by our staff, and meet regulatory and statutory guidelines.
The slot machines were tested by state inspectors for the past month before people got a crack at them. Jennifer Weatherwell, director of electronic games for the state, said her staff tested each and every machine in the facility.
How many machines are there?
There are 2,500 machines in this building.
And you checked every one?
More than once, yes.
Obviously, it's more than just pushing the button to get the game going.
Correct. We open up the machines. Each machine has a theme on it, and we check every theme to make sure it is certified, what came out of our independent test labs, that it is what it is supposed to be. We also do what we call a coin test or a meter. We actually feed money into the machines. We make sure that it registers correctly on the machines. We play the machines. We get the tickets out of the machine and make sure that everything is matching up and what the player experience should be.
The slot machines aren't the only games under such scrutiny. LeBoy says table games are under a microscope as well, down to the felt used on the table.
We review the felt to make sure what they have on there is consistent with the rules of the games. So poker, really not much on there, but once we hit some of the other tables, you'll see some of the odds that are listed on there. We actually review them to make sure they're accurate.
They also inspect the playing cards, which were shuffled at the manufacturer, U.S. Playing Card Company, based outside of Cincinnati.
We went to their plant, reviewed their processes and internal controls and security that they use to pre-shuffle and make sure that there is a true random shuffle of the deck. Additionally, we had one of our independent test labs go out and certify the software was truly utilizing a random number generator.
The dealers will also have card shuffling machines at the tables as well. If the money is counted correctly, the casino and state lottery computers talk to each other without a problem, and the 25 state inspectors are satisfied, the Horseshoe will get its operating license in time for Tuesday's grand opening. I'm Kenneth Burns in South Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.